Our scripture readings this morning, first one is Psalm 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. And Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Man, Lord, we thank you for those who are listening by podcast. We ask that you would touch, let this sermon be a blessing to them, to those here in the house. God, touch the hearts and the minds of those here, God, to receive the word, and we give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, this morning, trying to get this song in my head. I want to sing it, but now I kind of lost the tune, so y'all bear with me. But I wanted to sing this song as I was working on the sermon this week. It's called Let Go. God's got you. If you ever felt like you've just been holding on, you know, you're trying to control that situation. You're trying to make it work and it's just not. And he wants you to let go. He's, I got you. I got you. Just like the, like a little kid when they're, you know, they're afraid to jump off the swing or whatever it is. And the parent or the sibling says, come on, let go. I got you. That's what God is saying today. Let go. He's got you. He's going to take care of you. He has you. So you can let go and not try to control that situation, not try to work it out yourself. It never really works when we try to work it out, does it? Have you ever thought, God, let me handle it. Does that ever work? It does not. And so there's this song that we used to sing when I was younger, and it's called Jesus Will Work It Out. And you have to help me, so maybe clap with me, but help me get this tune. But I wanted to just sing a little bit of it, and it says, that problem that I had, I just couldn't seem to solve. I tried. I kept getting deeper involved. I turned it over to Jesus, and I stopped worrying about it. I turned it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. Jesus will work 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 it out. That problem that I had, I just couldn't seem to solve. I tried and I tried. I kept getting deeper involved. I turned it over to Jesus and I stopped worrying about it. I turned it over to the Lord and he worked it out. Amen. Amen. Had to get that tune, but the words are saying, I just couldn't seem to solve it. I tried and I tried. I kept trying to do it and make it work. And it just wouldn't work. But I turned it over to Jesus. And I stopped worrying about it. That's what the verse says. I turned it over to him and he worked it out. And that's what I want to talk about today. My first scripture, Psalms 55:22. And it says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let you let the righteous be shaken. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Cast those cares on him. He's saying, give it to me. I can take care of it. I got this. I'm God. I can do it. I got it. I know I'm experienced at taking care of problems for you. So when I was on my trip, when I left and I was feeling anxious, when I was leaving, we were driving. It's like an 18-hour drive. And it was just a lot of riding, you know. But during that ride, like when I was driving, I just kept getting these feelings of nervousness and, oh, I need to make sure. I had Cherish with me. And I was like, okay, I have someone else's child. I want to make sure nothing happens. I want to make sure I bring her back here safely. And it started to be over-worry. It was like just so, I was so anxious about it. And I was like, God, what is going on? Why, you know, I know you protect us. I know you keep us. But I was just feeling so anxious. And I knew it was a trick of the enemy to try and rob me of my peace on this trip. And so I was still just really like, come here, don't do that. Come here. You know, I was like driving her crazy and myself in return, trying to keep her safe from things. And then she nearly fell. And it would have been a bad fall. But the Lord just let someone swoop her up and keep her, you know, she was fine. And he showed me as we were walking away, he showed me, you can let it go. I've got her. He said, all that worrying you were doing, all of that stressing you were, and it happened so fast, I barely even saw it. There's still no way. As much as I was trying to protect her and keep her, I didn't even hardly see it happen. But he knew. He wanted me to know, I got her. You're good. We're good. Everything's good. I've got her. I've got you. I can take care of it. Let it go and let God have it. Let me have it. I can take care of it. And so that's what kind of where this sermon came from. So the rest of the trip, I was working on this sermon in my head because he just kept showing me all of those things you were so worried about. You're so stressed that you wouldn't be able to keep her safe. I keep her safe. You can't do it anyway. I didn't even, when I was walking away, I was like, wow, I couldn't have helped her even if I had wanted to because I didn't even see it happening. It was so fast. And so he was letting me know, and he's letting you know. Those things you're trying to control, those things you're trying to keep in place and keep, you know, keep it straight. He let it go. Let God have it. I turned it over to the Lord and he worked it out. Oh, yeah, that's how the song goes. I left that part off. But I turned it over to him and he worked it out. And that's exactly, then the rest of my trip was peaceful once I got it. You know, once I started to just relax and let him allow me time to relax. That's what I went there to do. But I was so nervous. So I want to encourage you today that whatever you may be going through, because we all go through issues, we get caught up in the cares of this life. So many things come, unexpected things. And, you know, there's just so many issues that we go through. But you can let God have it. He's saying, just like that kid on the swing, let go. I've got you. I have you. I have you right here. Let go. I can take care of it for you. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. How many of us need rest? You need a rest in your mind. You've worried and you thought about things. You're worrying about the future, what's going to happen. If this happens, then this happens. And then if that happens, if you played that what if game, just playing it, just, oh, and then this, and then that, and none of it's happened. He's saying, lay all those burdens on me. Cast your burden on me. That was beautiful to me to see. And then I kept seeing it all day this morning. Cast your cares on me. I'll take care of you. I can care for you. I can handle this situation better than you can because I have a plan for you. I have a good plan for you. I can handle it. You can lay your burden down on me and watch me work it out for you. So whatever you're going through today, and as I said, we all go through things. We're all dealing with issues, whether it's sickness or whether, you know, it could be a financial thing. It could be a family thing. You're worried about your children or your grandchildren or whatever that issue is that you are going through today. If it's sickness, turn it over to him. He's the healer. Watch him heal. Watch him take care of you. Turn it over to him. He's got you. He's saying, come on, come on. Jump into my arms. I'll take care of you. I've got you. I won't let you fall. I've got you. And that's what we have to just remember. It'll give you so much peace. So much peace when you can truly just let it go and let him have it. Let him work it out for you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Again, all of that anxiety I was carrying, I was so nervous, so, oh, I don't want anything to happen. She's in my control. Have you ever had that when you have the grandkids or whatever it is? You want to make sure you bring those kids back whole and healthy and safe, you know, when they're in your care. And that's what I was feeling. But God was showing me, no, you don't have to worry. I've got you. You prayed. You prayed over this trip. You wanted to make sure that he would be with you. I'm with you. I'm going to take care of you. And that's all. I just want you all to start to think when anxiety comes, when stress comes, when worry comes, when issues come, when things happen, turn it over to the Lord. Give it to, cast those cares. It says, cast your cares on me. Cast all your anxieties. Give it over to him. He works it out. He'll walk you through that journey. He'll be right there to hold your hand. Whatever you're going through, know that he'll be there. This made me think of a story in the Bible. It's the woman with the issue of blood. If you all know that story, this woman in the Bible, she had been bleeding for 12 years. That's what the Bible said. For 12 years. Can you imagine going that long? Just with no answers. No resolve, nothing. She'd gone to every doctor. She'd spent all of her money. She exhausted every avenue that she could. And there was still no answer. She tried and she tried. Kept getting deeper involved, is what the song said. She kept getting, she had no answer. But then she heard that Jesus was coming to town, and she got in that crowd. Sometimes it is a battle to get to what you need, to get to that freedom, to get to that peace. Sometimes you do have a journey. You do have a battle to get there. This woman had to fight through all of the people. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch him. And what's so nice about us is literally touching him is just closing your eyes. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I give it all to you. I turn it over to you. And that's what she did. She touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole. And he knew it. He's like, come on, I got you. I got you. It says, the word says that he said, who touched me? He knew. She reached him. The virtue was out. The virtue had left him. He could feel the healing leaving out of him and into her. She touched him, but she had to make that choice to not keep trying to fight that battle alone, to not keep trying to be in control of that situation. She had to turn it over to the Lord. And he worked it out for her. He worked it out. And that story just came to me because I know a lot of us go through long illnesses. You know, we go through that. But know that even in that, God's got you. Turn it over to the Lord and he'll work it out for you. He's got you. He's saying, come on. Come on, I got you. Let go. I got you. You can picture it. I like to do imagery. That's why I keep saying that. Because imagery reminds me. I can imagine Jesus and I'm just like, woo, jumping into his arms because he's got me. You know, he's got you. So if you can see it that way, that helps us, you know, to kind of understand. But you can turn it over to him, whatever issue you are going through. You know, we get so stressed. Now I do. I have to turn the news off because there's so much going on in the world. And I can't see. I'm like, I can't see an answer to this. But God can. So I say, God, this is your world. You can take care of this. You promise you take care of us. I have to just to release that to him. Those kind of cares and issues. And every care and issue, when I get worried about my family, when I get just stressed about, you know, just things that are going on and I'm losing people, losing friends. And, you know, he's saying, I got you. Even through this, I can carry you. I can carry you through this journey. I can carry you through. I've got you. Let go. Let go. Don't walk around. You're so tight. Your muscles are so tight because you're so stressed. Your neck is up here. And I can say it because I've been there. I can remember when my mom was alive, she tried to help me. She was like, come on, let me help you. And my shoulders were so tight. She goes, okay, I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know what you're going through. I'll try. But there's no need, because if we just release and let God have it, turn it over to him. And he'll work it out. I have one last scripture that I want to share. And it kind of tells you how to turn it over to him. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And it's just telling us, don't be anxious. Pray. And that's the whole key. Pray about it. Turn it over to him. Let him know, God, I need you. I'm stressing over this. I'm giving it to you. Take care of it for me. She said, just cast your cares on him. Pray. Go into prayer for him. Get up every morning. I'm giving you all of this that I can't deal with today. I'm giving it to you, Lord. I can't deal with it, but I know you can. I know you have me. Amen. Amen. I just looked at my watch and I'm like, okay, it's a little later. I think I've gone long, but I've been enjoying this. I've been enjoying it because it's so important that we do realize that we don't have to walk this journey alone, that God has us. He has you. He has you right in the palm of his hand. He knows all about you, everything about you. He knows. He's already aware and he's working it all together for your good. Amen. Amen. I'm going to quit because it's 9:45. So I'm gonna stop. Not that I want to, because I could still keep talking about this, because it's so important that we know we carry around these burdens and we don't have to. We don't have to. He wants to help us. He wants to walk us through this journey. He wants to be with us. Amen. I'm done. I promise I'm done. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, that we can turn it over to you. We thank you, Lord, that you are so concerned with everything that concerns us. We thank you, Lord, that you have us right in the palm of your hand. We thank you, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you. We thank you, God, that you love us more than we could ever love ourselves. And so, God, we do today, each one of us here, Lord, we release those issues, those stresses, those anxieties. We release them to you today, God. We ask that you take them, God, and work it all together for our good. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory, and we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And Lord, we do pray and lift each person up on our prayer list. Lift them up again to you, and God, that you would work out every situation for them, person by person, face by face, issue by issue, that you, God, would be with them. We thank you. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.